Let's begin with prayer. Gracious Father, we give you thanks for your care and your love, especially as it has been demonstrated by your Son, Jesus Christ, for his teachings, his example of love and service, for his mission in revealing your will to proclaim release to those in captive, recovery for the ill, and freedom to those who are oppressed. We simply praise you for your gifts of the Holy Spirit, active in our spirits, minds, and bodies. We praise you. Through the Holy Spirit, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts that we may truly love and worship you. We give this offering this morning to you, with which we worship you and give our whole selves to you. Please now take it and use it for your kingdom and your glory. Extend and multiply its reach and influence as we pray together this morning. May it be a great blessing to many. We ask this in your name. Amen. So I had to switch things up a little bit this morning, but I hope that I believe the message will remain the same. Blessed and loved. We are so blessed to worship our Creator. As believers, we know that we are made in the image of God, filled with love and led by his Spirit. When we think of the many blessings, we should remember that our blessings come from both giving and receiving. Obedience to our Lord brings many blessings. God's blessings are so much more than the material things that we have. The blessings from our Lord are joy, relationships, spiritual gifts, peace, and the confidence of eternal life. They're all blessings that we can give thanks for. God's blessings are simply too many to count. Take a moment and think of all of your blessings. Many of you are sitting in a warm home. Many of you have had a nice breakfast this morning. Many of you have a family that you simply love, and they care for you as well. Psalm 139, 17 and 18 reads, "How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them." That's truly a blessing, how much God loves us. Jeremiah 17, 7, "But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence." He blesses us with the ability to keep on keeping on. As long as we're moving forward, we're blessed and we're not stuck. We simply can't have God's blessings while we are apart from a relationship with him. When we become secure in who God is and in his loving character, we're able to recognize the many blessings as they become a reality to us. It's kind of sad to think about those people that don't recognize their blessings as a gift from God. Even in difficult situations, we learn from our blessings bit by bit. And if we don't learn, the same situation may happen a little bit differently, but with the same lesson for us to learn from it. God allows these experiences to help us to learn and to grow. Isn't it true that when we know God and give thanks for our blessings, we know how to better love others? We are very blessed to be in a church that chooses to reach out to others, to show love to others, to provide needs for others. Praise God. Praise God for the ability to experience that perfect love that when God is in our hearts. Here are some verses sharing about the promises of God, promises and blessings from God. Galatians 6:9. "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up." If we have a problem with someone, say maybe we choose to not visit them, be with them, call them, be near them. But no, that's not what the Lord wants for us. The Lord wants us to have his light in our heart, to be able to be with those we may not understand, to be able to be with those who have hurt us, so that we can move forward with the love of God in our hearts. Talking about forgiveness, right? We are blessed with the ability to forgive others when we have faith. Revelation 21:7. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. When you feel like you're at the end of the rope, remember who your Father is. Remember he loves you dearly. Keep him personal. He brings us love and hope, even when things are not going the way we expected them to go. Many times God works through those who are suffering. Jesus laid down his life for us. He has promised to never leave us, saying, "Don't let your heart be troubled." I have some winter flowers here. They're not pretty, but they're not a pretty color, but when you look at them and how beautifully shaped they are, and how the leaves are all different, it really is amazing how God has made all of the flowers so different. So what I want you to focus on is this beautiful vase. Do you all see this? It really is a beautiful white vase. We were consecrated, blessed, and dedicated to a higher purpose. But when we become too busy to turn to God, we stop reading the Word. I want you to think of this as us. When we become Christians, God's blood has washed us free from our sins. And we are so excited to be a believer and to study and to learn more about him. And then life gets in the way, right? We get busy. We turn to our friends instead of turning to God. I'm throwing these little pieces away here. We stop reading the Word. We stop calling our friends from church. All of a sudden, my cup, my vase, isn't very pretty. We may be feeling smaller and smaller. We may be feeling not worthy. We may start to pick arguments with keep our friends from church. We are redeemed through God's grace. And even when we look like this, he loves us. He loves us. A definition of love is that love is a decision that is courageous and consistent to extend oneself for the well-being of another. Jesus is the perfect example of God's unconditional love for us, for all of us. I like that definition. Love is a decision that is courageous and consistent to extend oneself for the well-being of another. 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 7, very famous for weddings and very famous about talking about love. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of wrongdoing. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never fails, never loses faith. It's always hopeful, and it endures through every circumstance. Love leads to kindness, patience, forgiveness, love for truth, and love for the best of others. We need to hold on to that. We have God's love in our hearts. We need to recognize and practice and remember the definition of love. When you love God, you are holy in His eyes, and His Spirit will live within you. With His guidance and His wisdom, we learn how to love. Jesus is God's anointed one. James Craybill and David Shank shared in the book called Jesus Matters. In the Old Testament, prophets or priests or kings were anointed as a sign of a special assignment from God. Jesus was also anointed by God. In his first sermon at the synagogue in his hometown, Nazareth, Jesus preached from the writings of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. Well, as believers, we become anointed to share the good news. Eventually, we will have an anointing ceremony where you will be able to come forth and to ask for forgiveness and to ask for love, to ask for healing. And through that anointing, we will know that God loves us and we will be able to further share his good news with those around us. Know that the Spirit of the Lord is always with you. It is through Jesus that we are able to participate in God's mission in the world. Think about the Christians in your life who were working in God's mission. Think about those that truly affected your life. My parents have affected my life greatly, having them as role models. When I saw my mom crying at the play, Jesus Christ Superstar, and it really sunk in her faith, her belief. Karen Shelley, remember what this Karen Shelley always sang? Hallelujah! At the end of her statements or when she hears happy things. I thought of her as a spiritual leader. Would anyone like to share about a spiritual leader that you've had or someone who had faith that shined their love on you? It's star 6 if you're on a phone. And unmute if you're with us online.
Many people wouldn't know this person, but his name was Elmer Cobb, and he was, back in the day, a bishop for the Western District, I believe. And I went to Pottstown Mennonite Church at that time, and he was the bishop for that church as well. And you never saw him angry. Never saw him. And he never spoke in tongues or any of that, but I believe the Holy Spirit was in his in his heart. I believe he was. And it's just something that, you know, and I would ask him questions like, why do Mennonites only have communion twice a year? Why does and he would answer those questions. And I just, again, the mentor, you know, that I can grow up with. Even in the time of strictness of the Mennonite Church.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about my aunt. She is just the person that no matter where you are, you know, family, she gives you a hug. She's always happy to see you. How are you doing? Yeah, she's just an amazing, you know, spiritual, you know, loving and caring person that just reflects it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a college professor, Dr. Mary Alice McKay, and she just oozed with joy, and you knew she was a Christian just because of how she accepted all of us, all our different learning styles. She just was very kind. She took the extra time to write little notes or to get in touch with you to let you know like how she thought you would be a wonderful teacher. And just that little extra that she put into loving others, you just knew that she had the spirit of Jesus in her heart. Yeah. And here we are, and I know that all of us are believers, and we have God's Spirit in our lives, and we are blessed, and we are loved. And yet there are times where we may look at our neighbors, and we may think, oh, their house is a little bit bigger than mine. Why does she get to stay at home when I have to go to work? I don't understand why my husband feels the way he feels when I'm doing a lot of things around here. Right? I'm a little bit angry with this, and I don't know what to do with it. Here we are with this vase. I'm not sure that it would hold very many flowers at this point. When we come to the same mind as our humble Lord Jesus, We know he was practicing such a beautiful faith and that his spirit was flowing to all believers, even as he was on the cross. We know that he was asking us to be obedient to God's word. And we know that his blood washes us from our sins. Let us have the mind of Christ who humbled himself and trust in him who we cannot become separated from. Jesus is Lord. Now all the trash pieces from my white saved cup I have placed into this vase. It wasn't thrown away. Jesus will never put us to the side or throw us away. He builds us up. He builds us up. When we come to church next Sunday, you're going to see a vase that appears to be broken and glued back together again. Because that's what he does for us. He will not put you to the side. He will not forget you. He will continue to work in your life. And when you're feeling down, he's going to put somebody in your life to help bring you back to understanding how much the Lord loves you and appreciates you and wants you to be sharing with others about his love. I can even put these winter flowers into this mug, put into this, no longer a mug, into this vase. I wonder if you can see that, winter flowers in an oh-so-different vase. Because God never gave up on me. He never gives up on us. We're all broken. We're all loved. Max Lucado offers this moment of praise. You are a great God. You are holy. Your truth never changes. Your strength never ends. Your discipline is fair. You take care of our needs. You light our path and show us the way to go. You wash away our sins. Your timing is perfect. Never too early and never too late. You sent your son to save us, and just at the right time, he will come back again. Your plan is perfect, sometimes puzzling and hard to understand, but your plan is perfect. We are called to be the instruments of God's sovereignty, continuing Jesus' ministry of sharing, teaching, and healing. My hope is that each of us choose to be closer to him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we choose to be thankful for our weaknesses. For in our weaknesses, you show yourself strong. Help us to listen to you and to learn from each experience we have. Thank you that we are able to turn all of our battles over to you. Help us to make the most of each new day. With you, Lord, we know that nothing is impossible. In your name, amen. Is there anyone who would like to share or ask a question about the sermon this morning? Up front of the church, I also have blessed and love wooden letters that Hope and Rose made for me, and they painted for me, so they're up in the front of the church as well. Make sure you take a peek at those next Sunday. I will pray for good health for all of you for this week. I will pray that you will continue to shine with the love of Jesus in your heart. He never puts us to the side. He's always working with us. And just know that Miss Janine and I have been working virtually, and we have not allowed her to be in the office. No, she chose not to come into the office this week, for which I appreciate. So you don't need to worry about the germs. She pretty much stayed at home. And Janine, we're going to pray for you this week. So be healthy.